Bava Masur Perek Tes Mishnah Hei Hashalech Sivloinois Lebeis Chomiv. Somebody who sends Sivloinois, which is Chazal's term for matonis that were given between families at the point of Erisin, after the Kedushin, there's a Shalom Kedushin of Sivloinois Vahoda Mishtadchi, Mishtadchi Vahoda Mesabli. So over here is Hashalech Sivloinois Lebeis Chomiv. After he's already a shver, meaning after the erusin, the relationship is there. They're not living together. It's before the nisun. So he's sending the presents for arusosoi. Sholach shom me'amona. Even if he sent expensive presents of me'amona, va'ochal shom sudas chos nafilu b'dinner, and he ate lamaisa, they served him the way it used to be. The chos would send ahead an expensive present. Then he would spend time with the kalos family to get to know them better. This way, by the time they started living together, by the time he moved in by their family, there would be a comfort level. Lamaisi, he sent an expensive bottle of wine, and they served him rogalach with a cup of coffee. I feel the dinner, eno nigbin. He's not allowed to be goive, the sivloiner, say, look, there's a financial commitment over here. Let's say they break the shidduch. That means, let's say he decides to give a get. He'll say, the only reason why I sent is only Aldas and Nesuim, but that created a financial commitment of Meir Mona, and you have to give back to me in kind. Really, this Mishnah is Shaykh to what we discussed, not really Shaykh Bechal to Mesachas Bava Basu. Since we discussed before that the nature of Shushvinus is a binding Chayish Mishpat commitment, so Sivloinus, the Mishnah brings, which is also a similar idea, and the Mishnah says, Ein Enigmin. You have to say the Aru sent Arus also, he wants to be misnayig ben adivu slave klapi arusosay, but it's not mechayiv in chesham mishpat. Lo yachol sham sudas chosin harelu nigbin. If he didn't eat at all the sudas chosin, so then about its govi. That means the presence be'etzim do create a chesham mishpat imperative, but they create a chesham mishpat imperative that there's a return of a suda that's eaten that's provided by the family of the kalo. If there's no Suda, so then the Chayv remains outstanding. But if there was a Suda, so then the fact that there's no fear, tit for tat, but one was Me'amon and one was Dinner Echot, that's not a Chayv Mishpat Mechayv. Sholach Sivloinis Merubim. He sent expensive, large Sivloinis. And the understanding was, Sheyachzu Imo Lebeis Bailo, that she's going to bring into the marriage that which she sent along. He sent along a wedding gown or jewelry. Bil Shoinenu. A chosin gives jewelry to the kala. It's understood that the kala is getting married with her engagement ring, and that's going to be worn la'irich yom v'shonim. Harelu nigvin. If the shidduch is broken, then the ring is nitva back. Sivloinis muatim. If there's inexpensive sivloinis, so then that's just a sign of chiba and kibbutz adas. The understanding is, his das wasn't, if he sent her something cheap, that a year later she's going to be wearing that into the marriage. Oh, he has a chesh mishpat tvia. What happened? How did you spend it? How did you get rid of it? He sent her something. He sent her an outfit that could be used for the next year. Lav dafka, the outfit will be installed next year. So she wore it for 3/4 of a year. She gave it to one of her younger sisters. That's not a tiny. So over there, ain't a nikvin. Now we're back. Mishnah Vov, Tenyonim of Yerusha. Shchiv Merah, Shekosav Kol Nechosav Lachem. The Shchiv Merah is, like we said, there's a takona that a Shchiv Merah that's Nofel Lemishkov, Sheloi Tiboil Daitoi, in order that he should be bowl, how's he making his equitable distribution? So Chazal gave him the ability to give out all his Nechosim before he dies. Zokta Mishnah, that if the Shchiv Merah was Kosav Kol Nechosav Lachem, the Shia Karka Kolshu, he left over something. Matanosa Kayemis. We don't see that as a Matanashchiv Merah. We see that as a Matono, which is like a Matanas Chaim. Now, a person can give out Mechosim al das that he dies. He could give out Rega Echelof Nemoise, but tonight that he dies within a certain time frame. But over here he didn't. He gave him Matana. He wrote him Matana, by the way. We're not talking about over here where he gave it B'dibur Ba'alma. Because it was B'dibur Ba'alma, it would only be Chal if he gave away all his Nechos, because that's what a Matana Shchimera is. Shchimera is somebody who's making his last will and bequest because he's afraid he's going to die. A person dies, doesn't take anything with, so he's willing to give away everything. If he left over something, that means stam. He's being mechal nechosim. He's having an introspective time because he's not well. But it's not a matn shchivra. It needs A, a kinyan, and B, there's no karech to be chayzer if he gets up from the illness. Lo shir karka kol shu, if he doesn't leave over anything. And by the way, the Rav points out that the shir karka and lo shir karka does not mean necessarily karka. L'chayr could be mental plan also. But if that's the case, if he gets up, it's clear that he only meant to give it in the context of Shchivmira, then let's say he wrote out a shtar, he wrote a will, he's in the hospital, and he dictates to somebody, they write out a whole shtar, and it doesn't say that this is being given as a Shchivmira. There's a nusach of kad kotze v'romi barase, somebody's not well and he's lying in bed. So that would be a nusach where clearly it's addressed to the state of Shchemira. If he gets up, clearly he didn't give it a daita d'alfi. But what about a shtar where he doesn't write? The stomach says that's a regular healthy shtar matana. Who am I Shchemira hoyo? Now over here there was a discrepancy, and he said that you don't need it in the shtar of the Shchemira, but you have to know that it was given as a Shchemira. He says that he was a Shchemira. They want the matana to be kemis. They say, no, he decided to give out some of the chosim. You're not taking it with you. So before, you know, as you're getting older, you give away things. You give to your eniklo. So then, tzorch lovi rai sho yishkimera. L'choyra b'fonenu, we have a shtar matana. The shtar matana blibes a muchzokis in the case. He's trying to be mechadish that even though there's an existing shtar matana, it really was only a shtar matana as a man of shkimera to be mevatel, a dova, imit b'fonenu, hamoitze mechavei roi olov on the shkimera lovi rai divrei remeir. They use that argument. At the end of the day, they're being moitzi nechosim from him. The Gemara brings down Shprach that according to him, the stomius is the chazaka shalachshav b'fonenu. Right now, he's healthy. So the stomius is that since he's standing right in front of us as a bori, why do we have to create sveikus? You have a shtamatona, and you have a healthy person standing in front of you. So Mel, that's the stomius. Even though he's a mukhsik, true. But the stomiest of the situation is this. That's a chazaka de hashta. This is not your chazaka de hashta of, let's say, a mikveh that yesterday had Abraham son, today doesn't. You have a chazaka de hashta against chazaka de mekori. Here, the chazaka de hashta is the situation without sofik bifonenu. On the other hand, at the end of the day, you're being moitzi moment from him. To be moitzi moment, lamaisa, the burden of proof is on them. So that's the machlokes over here. Shaz, how far to take this idea of chazaka d'hashto l'umma samaitze mechavavra? We'll give another example. Shmaitze in the nyonim of kanimtze kanhoye makes this type of tzushto. There's a sugi in the end of Perek HaMadeh, which is in Ksubis, the seventh Perek in Ksubis, where you have a case also where a sort of chazaka d'hashto stands against a hamaitze mechavavra. What's the case? The case is Reuven sold Shimon and Behemo. And Shimon shechted the behemoth 3 days later, and he finds a treifus. Now, to sell a behemoth that's a treifus, avada the lekeach could go back to the meicher and he could say, look, I didn't buy a treifus, so it's a mekach tois. The question is, on whose watch the treifus happened? Maybe the hole in the lung happened over the last 3 days, maybe not. There's no way to know. So, lechayra, it should be tolui in whether he paid or not. If the lekeach already paid the meicher, the lekech wanting his money back, the meicher was paid, so the meicher is the muchzik. The Gemara actually says not that way. The Gemara says that since b'fonenu, Reuven sold Shimon a parah, there's a mekach, Shimon shechted it, l'chor the animal was his, so b'fonenu, what you have a stomius of a mekach that's chal. Even to be moitzi momin, we'll say, will be mekayim the mekach, and amoytzi mechavel v'ray, the burden of proof will be on the lekech to undo the mekach. It's a similar concept in the idea of that we take the situation before neinu, and we're maimed it even to the extent to be able to be moytzi momen. It's a tzushtel. Shmaitz is mefalpul on which, how far to take this idea, which is showing a l'sabes ha'is.